We all have to pay for prisons and workhouses. They cost enough. The poor will have to go there.
Many can't go there, and many prefer to die.
If they prefer to die, why don't they die then? There are too many people in the world, so it's a good thing if some of them die. All this is none of my business. It's enough for a man to understand his own business, and not to think about other people's. I'm a very busy man. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
The gentlemen shook their heads a little sadly and left the office. Scrooge went back to his work, feeling pleased with himself. Now the fog was at its thickest outside, and the cold was biting. Lights shone brightly from the shop windows. People were hurrying here and there, rich and poor alike, to buy what they needed for tomorrow's Christmas dinner. At last, it was time to close the office. Scrooge got up slowly from his desk. Bob was waiting for this moment, and he immediately put on his hat.
"You'll want a holiday all day tomorrow, I suppose," said Scrooge.
"If you don't mind, sir."
"I do mind. It's not fair. I have to pay you for a day's work when you don't do any work."
"It's only once a year, sir," said Bob politely.
"That's no reason for robbing me every 25th of December," said Scrooge, putting on his coat. "But I suppose you must have it. Be here early next morning."
"Yes, sir, I will, I promise," Bob said happily.
Scrooge walked out without another word. When Bob had closed the office, he ran home to his family in Camden Town as quickly as possible. Scrooge always used to eat his dinner alone, in the same miserable little eating house. Tonight was no different from other nights. He read the newspapers, looked at his bank books, and went home to bed. He lived in rooms which had once belonged to his dead partner. They were in an old, dark building in a lonely side street, where no one except Scrooge lived. In the blackness of the night, through the fog and the frost, Scrooge had to feel his way along the street with his hands. He finally reached his front door and put the key in the lock. Suddenly, to his great surprise, he saw that the knocker was not a knocker any more, but had become the face of Jacob Marley. He had not thought of his partner for 7 years, until that afternoon, when he spoke Marley's name to his visitors. But there, in front of him, was Marley's face, white and ghostly, with terrible staring eyes. As Scrooge looked, it became a knocker again. He was afraid, but he did not show his fear. He turned the key, opened the door, and walked in.